Hare Krishna. My apologies for being sort of tardy in dealing with all of the questions readers have. Well, one is that I can't necessarily keep pace with all of the questions. And then sometimes, of course, there are lectures and other things, but I realize that I have some questions that date back almost to a year ago. I'm going to address some questions right now from November, starting with the Gopagan Das in Hungary. And Gopagan begins by asking if Krishna is self-satisfied, then does he, like devotees, feel pain when he sees a devotee leaving Krishna consciousness? The answer is yes. Although Krishna may be self-satisfied, atmarama, aptakama, and all his desires are fulfilled, these descriptions of his refer to his position as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in other words, his godhood, but don't necessarily fully embrace or describe his personality, or what, how he feels as a person. Krishna doesn't necessarily need anyone or anything in the sense that he's full and complete, and yet we see there's a oneness and a difference, that still Krishna expands himself. He wants to enjoy the reciprocation that only comes when there's more than just one person, the reciprocations of love that require not just one, but ekabhusyam, but many, many. And so Krishna has his eternal associates, and he sees the plight of the conditioned souls in this world, and he wants them also to join in his eternal pastimes of love. And that's his mission, his reason for appearing here in this world. And when Krishna sees that devotees who have once already come to the path of devotional service again leave, then he feels unhappy. For instance, an example may be like that of a judge. A judge is meant to be very impartial and detached in giving his decisions, but at the same time, that doesn't mean that within himself he doesn't lament the plight even of those who are offenders, those who are breakers of the law, youth who waste their talents on stealing and murdering rather than doing good for society. So that's his own personal feeling, and yet in his official capacity he needs to be impartial in order to be able to give a full judgment. So in a similar way, Krishna is also detached, and yet, yes, he feels sad to see the plight of conditioned souls. The second question is from Rika Natwani, who asks about hypnotic regression, and is it wise for her to have a session with a professional and learn about the past life and past karmas? I doubt that there are real professionals, although there may be those who are dubbed professionals, because the hypnotic regression is in itself an empiric process, which may or may not result in full knowledge and perfect knowledge, and therefore it's not reliable process to actually give us reliable information about our past and about our karma, past lives and karma. But even if it did, we see that it's not a process that's recommended to us by acharyas. Rupa Goswami, Srila Prabhupada, they don't recommend this for us, but rather they ask us to take the general description of regression. We already being regressed, in the sense that we know that, yes, we have past lives, dehi nos minjata dehi. We know that we have past karma. We know that our past karma is bad, otherwise we wouldn't be here in the material world. So, because the process of hypnotic regression has not either been taught or recommended, therefore it's something that, no, we don't need to practice. We can, however, recall how Narada Muni more or less regressed or showed McGrary both his past sinful activities as well as what future lay in store for him. But then Narada Muni is really a professional. Can we rest assured that there are professionals like Narada, perfected souls, who really have direct access by dint of their mystic power and are not using some type of empiric process? So the answer to that is obviously no. And despite the fact that Narada Muni did that for McGrary, he doesn't recommend that to us in his books, Narada Panchratra, which we're following. There's no recommendation that we should be also doing the same thing. Therefore, we should consider that it's an exceptional thing that Narada Muni did for a very fallen person who perhaps couldn't understand philosophy and therefore needed some type of other form of evidence to scare him from what was the future that was waiting for him. Generally, people nowadays are better educated. They're more intelligent. So why don't we use our intelligence and just understand the science of karma, what generally, as a general principle, happened to us in our last lives, and go forward in that way. Look for to the future, not look to the past. We don't need any further confirmation of our unfortunate nature. We need to really change our karma, and that's possible by really being serious about devotional service and not being distracted by any other types of activities. The last question comes from Vaishnavi Devi Dasi, who says, if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saves the most fallen souls, why do we need to become the most perfect souls? Because we need to show that we want to serve Krishna. We need to show that we want to attain perfection, because perfection, or the platform of purity, is the platform in which one serves Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu makes that process very easy by giving us a very simple process of chanting Hare Krishna. We may think that it's very difficult, but nonetheless, we're required to make the effort and awaken our desire to serve the Lord in pure devotion. And if someone really desires, even though he may be handicapped in many ways, he or she, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will give them all assistance and all association. She concludes with the last part of her question. It says, who will save persons who are offending devotees or the Lord? As long as one is a offender, then one cannot be saved. One has to stop becoming an offender. So generally, those who are offenders to the Lord, they become rectified by association with Vaishnavas, and that way they become saved. And those who offend devotees, well, unless they repent and are again saved by devotees and forgiven for their offense by devotees, they cannot be saved. Vaishnava Aparadis, Krishna takes to be in a much more unfortunate and despicable condition than those who offend him. Krishna will forgive offenses to himself, but it doesn't forgive offenses to Vaishnavas. So the Vaishnavas are the only ones who can rectify such a person. And yes, these people are the most fallen, so we should avoid being offenders. The fact that we've already accumulated so many sins is already enough, and I should rest assured that Krishna will help us to become free from our sins if we surrender to Him, or at least if we try to surrender to Him, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will help us to become surrendered to Him. Hare Krishna.